a document.
Most settings,
which loads the settings associated with a scanning settings only option, in addition to voice, reading, general and verbosity settings whenever you open a document or whenever you switch from an active file to another.
Writing files to a CD.
If your system has a CD burner and is running Windows 2003, Windows XP or more recent operating system, you can find the
CD writing task
submenu from the tools menu by pressing
Alt plus O,
then C. In addition to adding and writing files to CD, you can check the status, remove files, erase the CD and write a folder directly to the CD bypassing the queue, which is a time saver when copying CDs. The general procedure follows. 1. Be sure you have a writable CD in the CD burner. 2. If you have multiple CD drives that can write CDs, press
L from the CD writing task submenu to select a drive,
otherwise go to the next step. 3.
Add files
to the queue by pressing A from the
CD writing task
submenu. In the file dialog, select the desired folder, file or files. Point 4.
Start writing
the files to the CD by pressing
W from the CD writing task
submenu. To obtain status before you begin writing to CD, press
S
from the CD writing task submenu. You may hear some or all of the following information: total size of the files, whether or not a CD is in the drive, and how much free space is available on a CD. To remove files from the queue, press
R.
To erase all the files from a CD, press
E.
To write directly to the CD, press
D,
then select the folder whose contents you want to write directly to the CD.
Note:
the selected drive is a saveable setting.
The Conversion Settings tab.
This dialog contains settings for how you want files in particular formats to open and or to be saved. There are two main controls:
Action,
Mnemonic
A, and Format,
Mnemonic F.
In the Action list, select Opening Documents or Saving Documents.
In the Format list, the selections for
opening documents are text, Braille, RTF, PDF, other,
and for saving documents, the list consists of text,
Braille, and other.
Subsequent controls depend on the selections you make for the action and format. The following controls and their associated mnemonics are organized by the different action/format combinations. When opening text documents, the settings are
split long page,
mnemonic P,
select enabled or disabled.
Enabled is the default, which inserts page breaks.
Paragraph analysis,
mnemonic
A, select enabled or disabled.
Enabled is the default, which evaluates whether each end of line mark should be treated as a space or as an end of paragraph. In the disabled state, each end of line mark is treated as an end of paragraph.
Language, L, choose default or a language from the list.
Left on default, Kurzweil 1000 uses the language supported by the currently selected Reading voice to read the Braille document. When opening Braille documents, the setting is
language,
L, choose default or a language from the list. Left on default, Kurzweil 1000 uses the language supported by the currently selected Reading voice to read the Braille document. When opening RTF documents, there is only one setting,
split long page,
mnemonic P,
select enabled or disabled.
Enabled is the default, which inserts page breaks. When opening PDF documents, there are two options in the list for the emphasis setting, mnemonic
E, recognition of images and extract text.
PDF files can contain any combination of images and text. Sometimes, a PDF page may have embedded graphics, pictures and text. The results you get depend on your selected recognition engine and the emphasis you choose. By default, the emphasis is set to recognition of images. Depending on the recognition engine you are using, this method recognizes or extracts all the text, and could potentially recognize everything on the page, including labels that are embedded in a graph. This method may be slow, but it produces complete results. If you want to only extract the text, select the extract text option. This method provides quick and accurate results, however, it ignores pictures, graphics, and/or embedded text. Note that if there is no embedded text on a page, you could get a blank page or the results of image recognition depending on the recognition engine you are using. When opening documents with the other option, there is only one setting,
use Microsoft Office for conversions,
mnemonic M,
select enabled or disabled.
The default is enabled, which uses Microsoft Office, if it is on your system, to convert certain types of documents to RTF, which Kurzweil 1000 then converts to KES. In the disabled state, Kurzweil 1000 uses Stellantis outside an unregistered trademark technology to perform the conversion to RTF. When saving text documents, the settings available are:
add a blank line
after each paragraph, mnemonic B. The default is disabled, which adds blank lines only if they are present in the original document. To add blank lines, select enabled.
Indent the first line of each paragraph,
mnemonic I. The default is disabled, which adds indents only if they are present in the original document. To add indents, select enabled.
Space is used for a first line indent,
mnemonic S. If you opted to add indents in the previous setting, type a value from 0 to 10 for the number of spaces you want for the indents. 0 is the default, and it adds a tab space.
Line endings,
mnemonic L,
select preserve, remove, or wrap to fit.
The default, preserve, retains the length of the text line that is in the original page scan in Kurzweil 1000. Remove directs Kurzweil 1000 to make each text line equal to a paragraph.
WrapToFit allows you to ensure that no text line will exceed a certain number of characters by inserting line endings between words within paragraphs as necessary.
Maximum width of each text line, mnemonic M.
If you opted to have line endings WrapToFit in the previous setting, type a value from 30 to 250. The default is 80. When saving Braille documents, the settings available are
type of Braille,
mnemonic T,
select grade 1 or grade 2. Language, L, choose default or a language from the list.
Left on default, Kurzweil 1000 uses the language supported by the currently selected Reading Voice to associate with the Braille document. When saving documents with the other option, there is only one setting.
Use Microsoft Office for conversions.
Mnemonic M,
select enabled or disabled.
The default is enabled, which uses Microsoft Office when converting certain types of documents. In the disabled state, Kurzweil 1000 uses Stellantis outside an unregistered trademark technology.